So in the last couple episodes, we've covered some important topics. So we talked about definition of marketing, what makes a successful launch. In the last episode, we talked about the difference between strategy and tactics and what the definition of fans and influencers are. So again, fans are people that will buy your book. Influencers are people that will get other people to buy your book. We also talked about the importance of an email list. So before we dive in today, we have a lot to cover, several important things that you want to think about as you're planning out your launch. I'm going to try to get them all into one episode here. But I just need to introduce myself. This is the Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl, and I have been working with authors to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books for several years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. A couple have hit number one on the New York Times list. Several books have hit all the other major bestseller lists as well. And so I created this show to help you learn for me on the strategy and tactics I use to do this, and then also follow along as I'm currently working on several book launch projects. So I also, this is the first episode that I've recorded after releasing the first three. And I just got to say how overwhelmed I am by just the response to the show. So many people emailed me, put stuff on social media, left ratings and reviews on iTunes. It's just been great to see the response to the show. In fact, this show got up to number four. I think right now it's number four on iTunes in the literature section for a podcast, which is pretty cool to see that. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the show, leaving ratings and reviews and all that kind of stuff. It means a lot. And I'm glad that it's helping you out. Okay, so today we have several kind of big topics to cover. We talked about the difference between strategy and tactics, and a lot of this stuff is going to be all about strategy, because you have to make strategic decisions first before you can make tactic decisions. So again, if you try to make tactic decisions, like am I going to use Twitter to launch my book, before you even have an overarching plan, you're going to end up just running yourself ragged, doing a bunch of random stuff that doesn't actually work. So we have to make some big decisions first, and then we can kind of filter down into tactics. And what happens is making these bigger decisions makes the tactic decisions much easier. Because the problem is there's too many tactics. There's too many different things you can be doing to promote your book. And there's always some new blog post coming out on Medium talking about this author that sold 100,000 books using one Instagram account. You know, it's not, there's just too many things out there that are vying for our attention. And so you have to start with strategy. And as you make these strategic decisions, they actually inform the tactic decisions. So a lot of times it's fun to kind of talk tactics, and I nerd out on that as much as anybody, or maybe that's just me. But I always try to start with these strategic decisions. So I want to start off with the first three ways I break apart a launch, because a book launch is just too big to just start planning linearly. So I like to kind of break it down into three sections. And I do this with every client, whether it is a first-time fiction author self-publishing their first book, or like right now, I'm working with an author that has an email list and well into six figures, that is good friends with like big, well-known people. They have a lot of backing to their book, and we're really shooting big for the big-time bestseller list. It doesn't matter. Both of those launches, I'll start with these same questions and I'll start breaking it down the same way. So I break every launch into three pieces. The first thing I think about is how are we going to sell to fans? So the fans that we're currently connected to, mainly our email list is what I'm looking at, but anything, people following us on Twitter, on Facebook, anywhere where we are directly connected to somebody that will buy a copy of our book. We got to figure out how to actually sell them the book. We want to make sure they buy the book now and they don't put it on their Amazon wish list with the 300 other books that they're not reading. So we got to figure out how to get our fans to buy the book right now. So that's the first piece, sell to fans. The next piece is encourage fans to share. So we want to make sure that we are encouraging our fans and making it really easy for them to share it with the people in their network. So if you've ever seen anything that I've written on social media, you'll know that I'm not a big fan of spending a lot of your own time trying to build up this huge social media following. And I'll actually link to my article breaking down all the reasons why in the show notes for this episode at booklaunchshow.com. So if you want to read about just how I view social media for authors, you can read about that. I'm not going to go deep into it on this episode. But a really great way to use social media is to leverage other people's following. So the example I always use is it easier to get 10,000 people to follow you on Twitter or to get 10 people with 1,000 followers each to share your stuff? And in most cases, it's going to be that next part. And what's great about a book launch is it's an event to get people to talk about. And so you can really encourage your fans to share it with their networks. And what I find is a lot of times a book launch is a time that the platform for the author actually grows, because it's not just like hammering people to get them to buy your book. It's getting them to share it with their network. So the book becomes a new way for people to hear about you. So that's the second thing, is encourage fans to share. So the third thing is we want to get influencers to help promote the book. So those are the three sections. We got to go out to the influencers, and we have to get them to help promote the book. And there's a lot of ways to do that that I'll go over in future episodes. But those are the three kind of sections. Those are the three problems I have to solve in each book launch. How am I going to get fans to buy the book? How am I going to get fans to share the book? And how am I going to get influencers to promote the book? Those are the first three questions I'm asking. And now I can start answering those questions. So that's the first thing I look at, is how are we going to break this launch down? So then we move into a different kind of question. What type of launch is this book launch? Because not every book launch is the same. And when I was putting together my online program, Launch a Bestseller, this is the problem I kept running into, is authors are coming to their launch in different places, right? So you could be this big, well-known author with this huge platform, and you're going to run your launch differently than an author just getting started for the first time. So how do you start planning a launch? And how can I kind of help you think about your launch if I don't know where you're coming from? So as I started looking at things, I realized there's actually four different types of launches. So I'm going to go through each one and kind of explain them, and then I'm going to teach you how to figure out what kind of launch you're running. So the first launch is the bestseller launch. This is the one where you're going after a bestseller list. Now, it could be as simple as, you know, you're trying to get number one on Amazon in a category, or it could be as big as like we're shooting for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller list. But that's the bestseller launch. That's when we're using all of those pieces. We're going to get a bunch of our fans to buy the book, and we're going to get a bunch of influencers to help promote the book. So anytime that I'm looking to sell, you know, a ton of copies all at once, kind of compress it down into 1 week, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a bestseller launch. So the second launch is the list launch, L-I-S-T, the list launch. So this is the launch where, again, if you go back to those three pieces, sell to fans, encourage fans to share, and get influencers to help promote, you're just going to do those first two pieces. Basically, if you have an email list, if you have direct connection to your fans, but you're not connected to a bunch of influencers, you can just forget the influencer piece and just focus on the list launch. And that's where you're launching directly to your own list of fans. So when I came out with my book, Your First 1,000 Copies, this is what I did. So I did have some connections to influencers, but for various reasons, I didn't want to reach out to them. Part of it was a lot of them were my clients, and I felt weird like asking people that give me money to help me promote my book, which, you know, I've gotten over a little bit now. But at the time, I didn't feel super comfortable. The other is I didn't have a lot of time. I was working a more than full-time job building everybody else's platform. So when it came time to launch my own book, I was running behind. I didn't really get started until about a month before it came out. And so I decided, you know what, I'll do the influencer stuff later. I'm just going to focus on my own email list. And I did my own list launch. So a list launch is when you're focusing mainly on just your fans. So The next launch is the influencer launch. And this is kind of the opposite of the list launch. So I was working with a guy a few years ago, very well-known guy. He helped start a major business magazine, one of the major business magazines in the U.S. And he spoke all the time. He spoke, I forgot what he said. He was on the road over half the year speaking. And so, but then when his book was coming out, he realized, like, I don't have any actual connections to my fans. Like, I don't have an email list. I don't have social media. I don't have any way to directly promote to my fans, but I do know a lot of influencers, right? So because he ran this magazine, he knew all kinds of people that were big time influencers. So I told him, hey, you do an influencer launch. So we're not going to worry about selling to fans. We're not going to encourage fans to share. We're going to just focus 100% of our efforts on getting influencers to help promote the book. And sure enough, it became a bestseller. So an influencer launch is when maybe you are well connected to influencers, but you don't have a direct connection to your fan base. You would do an influencer launch. So the last kind of launch is the long game launch. This is where if you're an author just getting started, and a lot of times this is authors who you've written a book and you want to launch it. Maybe you're self-publishing it, so like you can just hit a button and it's available on Amazon, but you don't have a platform really. Maybe you've gotten like a book page up or a simple author website, but nobody's really reading it. You don't have an email list. You got like 300 followers on Twitter. You don't have a platform, so you don't have fans to help sell or share your book, and you don't have influencers. You're going to do a long game launch. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, but I want to make another point. So if you're an author first getting started, you're going to do a long game launch. Also, every launch should become a long game launch. So a long game launch is basically doing all the same promotional strategies for your book launch, except they're just spread out over time, right? You're not trying to concentrate all your books around the week your book or book sales around the week that your book comes out. You're focused just long term. How can I keep promoting my book long term? And so I think that every book should turn into a long game launch, right? So you do a big launch, even if you're going after the bestseller list, and you hit the bestseller list that first week, that doesn't mean you're done. That means you get to keep promoting the book long into the future. So when it comes to the long game launch, a lot of authors really get worried about this because they're like, oh, you know, I'm coming out with this book and I have no platform and nobody knows who I am. I'm not going to sell any copies when it comes out. You know, like my mom might buy a copy. Otherwise, I'm pretty much on my own. Well, first of all, you know, just understand that's how most authors approach their first book launch. Most authors have not like built this huge platform and are now writing a book. Most people write a book and then try to build a platform. So you're in good company when you do that. And what I encourage you to do is to use this book to build your platform. So when I get pulled in and I get hired to do book launches, it's because an author has a platform and they want to really leverage it to launch their book. But if you don't have an existing platform, you use the book to build the platform. One of the biggest things that surprised me, so I'm in the book industry, I work with authors, I know how important books are, I know how they can build a brand, but it even surprised me. So before my book came out, before your first 1,000 copies came out, my first book, I had launched multiple number one New York Times bestselling books. I had had 5 clients on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time. I had worked with, you know, big name authors, big name personalities. And it wasn't until I had a book that people started recognizing me as the authority. It just blew my mind that as soon as I put author of in my bio, it changed the way people saw me. I got speaking engagements I could have never gotten before. I had to keep increasing my prices because I had so many people wanting to hire me. And to me, it was like I had done all the work, but yet it was the book that changed everything. So for you, even if you are a self-published fiction writer, people respect people that are authors. It just still exists, this natural respect for authors. So when you become an author and you're able to put author of in your bio, it changes the way people view you, and you can use that book to build your platform. Now, again, I'll continue to go in all this stuff, much more detail in future episodes. But if you're just getting started, you're going to do the long game launch. So those are the four launches: the bestseller launch, the list launch, the influencer launch, and the long game launch. And deciding on that, again, will help you decide what you should be spending your time on. If an author comes to me and they have a huge influencer network but no email list, we're not going to, you know, waste our time coming up with this super intricate, awesome plan to sell a ton of books to fans, because they have no fans. They have an influencer network, and we'll use all our energy on the influencer network. So you see, before, you know, if you come to me and say, well, what's the one thing I can do to sell a bunch of books? It's like, well, I don't know, because it depends on where you're at and what you have. Okay. So how do you decide which launch is for you, which of those four launches? Well, I've narrowed this down to just three simple questions that you can ask to determine what kind of launch you need to run. So the first one is, how many fans are you connected to? And really, I'm asking, how big is your email list? Like I talked about before, and like I talk about in that social media article I'm linking to in the show notes, social media is not going to sell you a ton of books. The direct, you know, the your Twitter followers, the people you're connected to on Facebook, it's just not going to work out where you put something online and they're going to buy your book. So how many fans are you connected to, and how big is your email list? And so if your email list is 200 or more, you can use that to launch your book, right? So it, of course, the bigger the better. I really like to start with at least 1,000 people on my email list before I do a book launch. But if you have an email list of any size, you can use that to launch your book. So how many fans are you connected to? That's the first question. Second, how many influencers are you connected to? Do you have relationships with people that are podcasters, have blogs, have email lists, or, you know, make decisions on who comes on their television show? Do you have a network of influencers that you're connected to? That's the second question. And then how long do you have until your book comes out? That's the next question. So let me go through them again. So if you're connected to a bunch of influencers, and you have a big email list, and you have more than, I like to have at least 6 months before launch, but if you have 3 months or more, you can plan a really good launch. So if you have all three of those things, you want to do a bestseller launch. Now, if you have, you're not really connected to influencers, or you only have a month before your book comes out, and you're not going to really be able to get a bunch of influencers to promote your book at once, but you do have a sizable email list, you'll do a list launch. Like I said, that's what I did. I didn't have this influencer network I wanted to pull from, so I focused on my own list. Now, if you have, you know, 3 months or more and you're connected to a lot of influencers, but you don't have an email list, you're going to do an influencer launch. And this is where you're going to just reach out to all the people you know and help get them to help you promote the book. And we're going to talk about how to do that in future episodes. And then if your book is already out, or it's like coming out in 4 days, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter if you have this huge fan base. It doesn't matter if you're connected to a bunch of influencers. If your book is coming out in the next few days, you're doing a long game launch. You're just going to work all of those things to sell as many copies as you can over a long period of time. And again, if you don't have any of those, if you have no fans, if you have no influencers you're connected to, you're doing a long game launch, and you're going to use this book to help build your platform in the future. So I know I just threw a lot at you in this episode. We're going to start breaking this down in future episodes. But again, when it comes to planning out a launch, I'm looking at, how can I sell to fans? How can I get fans to share? And how can I get influencers to help promote the book? And then I make a decision on what type of launch I'm trying to run. Am I shooting big? Am I going for a bestseller launch? Am I going to do a list launch to my own fans? Am I going to use my network of influencers to launch my book with an influencer launch? Or am I just going with the long game launch? I'm going to put this book out into the world and just spend the next year promoting this book and getting it out. So that's the end of this episode. I hope it's been super helpful for you. If you want to see any of the past episodes or the show notes or links, all of that is at booklaunchshow.com. Also, if you haven't already, my book, The Book Launch Blueprint, which is on Amazon for $9.99, since you're taking the risk and listening to this new podcast, you can download your own copy of that book at booklaunchshow.com for absolutely free. Also, I've added another link to the page. I've already had people sending me questions, and I get way too many emails already that I can't keep up with. So I put a link on booklaunchshow.com where you can submit a question that I'll try to answer in a future episode. So if you want to submit a question about book launches, do it there. I'll try to answer it in future episodes of the show. As always, thank you for listening. If you want to support the show, there's two ways to do that. The first is tell another author about the show. The more people that listen, the more fun it is for me and the more likely I am to keep doing this. Also, we're in that really critical period where the show is new and it's still getting an audience. And iTunes is trying to figure out how much promotion it's going to do for me. And the way that you can help is by going in to iTunes and leaving a rating and review. And that would mean the world to me. I read every single one of them, even the bad ones. So thanks as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.